Good one.
I like that.
Well, she is actually very good at writing songs, and she wrote this one, and it won an award, and it actually wins the hearts of everyone who hears it. Some people think it's a kid's song. Some people say it's a love song, and it's a lot of people's favorite song. It's our most requested song. This is called Crayola Doesn't Make a Color for Your Eyes.
It's a build-up.
I went to see the doctor. I'd come down with the blues. She said, I cannot cure you, but here's something you can do.
What's that?
Take out a piece of paper and go sit down for a while and draw a pretty picture of something that makes you smile. I know what makes me happy, didn't have to think long. But when I tried to draw it, it always came out wrong. I had a box of 12, 48, and 64, but nowhere could I find that one shade I was looking for. I guess I realized, should have come as no surprise. Crayola doesn't make a color for your eyes. There is no way that I could possibly describe you. Crayola doesn't make a color to draw my love.
Music video with that song actually this year. That's the new thing. And with a bunch of second graders, and they break dance. Second graders learn break dance these days in PE class. They got to choose break dancing or swing dancing. I thought that was pretty cool. Gym class. Anyway, so we made a music video. Second grade, I don't know, what is that, 7 year olds?
God, what would you choose? Break dancing?
Yeah, really.
At 7?
More kids did the break dancing for sure. So anyway, we went and we filmed them. They were actually breakdancing to Public Enemy. That's like a little bit of a secret. So there's an outtake. They breakdanced, you know, they sang Crayola. They did the patty cake. We didn't just completely splice in a Public Enemy music video into my song.
And in Dearborn, Michigan, we had to do sit-ups.
I bet they should have made a music video of that. Anyway, I made this music video with a bunch of second graders, and it's out on the table. I just got some DVDs made of it, and it includes an outtake of them breakdancing. So it's a pretty cool little DVD. And Uncle Earl has some CDs, and most of Paula has some Rhythm Rats CDs. That's a they're rare, very rare, old time for the aficionados. You know, Rhythm Rats, check them out. And there's some very, very rare posters that are only being sold tonight. They're absolutely beautiful. Check them out. Uncle Duster reunion.